attacks happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Mountain Grove, the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. It is the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And the West Plains Scissors getting ready to take on the Hartsville Eagles. These two teams have met already once this season up at the Blue and Gold Tournament in Springfield. West Plains won that contest 56-49. Hartsville comes in at 14-5. They are number six in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. Norwood is number one in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. Hartsville, like we said, coming in at 14-5 on the season. Zizzers come in at 9-8 on the season. Zizzers looking to have a better ball game than they did the other night in the tournament up here on Tuesday night. They got into some foul trouble and also couldn't get some of their shots to fall, and so they're looking to have a better outing here this evening against the Hartsville Eagles. Coach Brett Reed expected to start Peyton Cogdell, Boone Garrison, Mason Cogdell, Jackson Ward, and Harmon Johns, and Coach Mason Miller, he's expected to start Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Clayton Robbins. So that's the five starters that we think will be starting for both teams here this evening in this contest. Once again, the finals are on Saturday. Fifth place game at 4 o'clock, third place game at 5:30, and the first place game at 7 o'clock. That's this coming Saturday. All right, let's take another break. It is the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show, and when we come back, we'll have your starting lineup. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false?
Looking at
is there any national anthem tonight? If you
said true, no, they've already done. For you.
I figured they
fumbles in the
first quarter. True or false? I figured they would have played it during Mountain Grove. Wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false? Bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and
Sounds good.
Vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsler & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic here in Mountain Grove. And the Hartville Eagles have been introduced here. Peyton Coggle, Boone Harrison, Mason Coggle, Jackson Ward, Harmon Johns. That's five starters for Coach Brett Reed and his 14-5 Hartville Eagles. And the Zizzers with the same five they've been starting, Ethan Tuma, Jared Crabb, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Clayton Robbins. And that's Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long. And the Zizzers come in at 9-8 on the season. Clayton Robbins will jump center with Mason Coggle. We're ready to get this thing underway. And Hartville controls the tip. So it will be Garrison with the basketball up top. Gives it up to Peyton Condell up top. Now gives it back, and Jacob Moore going to pick up a foul right off the bat. First team foul on Moore. First team foul on the Zizzers. So it'll be Garrison to throw it in, and almost a backcourt violation. But Garrison with the basketball now on the top gives it up to Ward. Ward up top, he will fire a three, top of the key, and it's good. And Jackson Ward has Hartville on the board, 3-0. Tuma with the basketball up top. Hartville in man-to-man defense. Kraft on the right side. Robbins now down on the low block. He'll turn, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Mason Condell. And it'll be Garrison bringing it up. They'll go inside. Shot up and good by Peyton Condell. And just like that, Hartville's up 5-0. Tuma with the basketball. Gives it to Kraft now up top. Over to Moore on the right side. Moore's free throw line. Gives it back to Robbins. Robbins has it stolen away, but gets the ball back. Now Kraft with it. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Garrison. Here comes Hartville up the floor. Across the timeline. Garrison with it. He'll go right side. Gives it up. And that would be Ward now up top. Mason Condell. And top of the key. Long three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Hartville. And it's Johns with the basketball now. Garrison up top. Now they'll come to the left wing with Ward. Condell trying to get inside. Shot is up, and once again a long rebound comes down to Hartville. They'll try it again. Garrison with the basketball up top. And it's going to be stolen away by the Zizzers. Josiah Long misses the shot on the baseline. Hartville with the rebound. 5:25 to go first quarter. It's 5-0. Hartville with the lead. Garrison up top. Garrison going to drive now. Gets cut off. Gets it back out to Cogdell. Around the horn they go. To Peyton Condell. Now back up top. That'll be Johns with the basketball. And he'll give it up to Mason Condell. He'll drive down the lane, kicked it in the corner, and the three is no good. And Robbins couldn't hang on to the rebound. Peyton Condell puts it back in. Timeout call with Hartville leading 7-0. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic here in Mountain Grove. 4:49 to go in the first quarter. Hartville has opened up a 7-0 lead over the West Plains Zizzers. The Zizzers take a timeout, talk a few things over. They'll have the basketball when we start play here once again. And Ethan Tuma will bring it up the floor for the Zizzers. Tuma on the right side. He's coming right down the lane, and he's going to score. Ethan Tuma has the Zizzers on the board. It's a 7-2. And now Zizzers, a little bit of full-court pressure now. and they'll kick it out. That's Garrison. Garrison hits a three, and it's 10-2. Hartville with the lead. Kraft with the basketball now. He'll spin in the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Ward. And it will be Garrison walking it across the timeline. He'll go to the right side. Now he gives it up to Cogdell at the free throw line. Foul going to be called on West Plains. And that's going to be Jared Kraft. Kraft's going to pick up his first foul, second team foul for the Visitors here in the first quarter. And Hartville will inbound. Garrison with the basketball. Now it's Peyton Cogdell up top. Gives it up to Ward. Back up to Garrison. Garrison, top of the key. He'll give it out to Cogdell. That's Mason Cogdell. Back up to Garrison. Hartville with an 8-0 lead here. 3:56 to go first quarter. And now they'll give it up to Cogdell on the right side. Garrison with it. He'll dribble back up top. Gives it up to Ward. Now down into the corner. That's Johns. Back to Garrison. Johns on the left wing. Back up to Garrison. The Zizzers in a 2-3 zone defense. And now pull-up jumper is no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. Robbins brings it up. And that's going to be knocked away, and it's stolen by Hartville. Garrison across the timeline. Left side to Mason Cogdell. And now they'll give it back to Johns. Johns trying to drive inside. Cogdell with it. Back to Johns on the left wing. Back up to Cogdell. And they'll go around to Garrison. Down on the baseline. That's Peyton Cogdell driving. And that's going to be blocked out of bounds. It'll be a Hartville basketball on the baseline. 2:44 to go here in the first quarter with the Zizzers trailing by 8. Hartville will inbound the basketball. And that will be Ward. Up top to Garrison. They're going to go alley-oop, and that one was no good. Zizzers knock it away. Judd with the basketball now. And now Jacob Moore with it. And now we've got a foul on the inside. I think it's going to be on Hartville. And that one's going to go against Johns. It'll be his first team foul on Hartville. Johns and Judd inside. We're doing some hand fighting. Jacob Moore with it. And he's going to throw it. Gets it back to Moore as Tuma saves it. Now an offensive foul on Jared Kraft. And that'll be 2 on Kraft. Third team foul on the Zizzers. And Josiah Long is going to check in. And Kraft is going to have a seat. 2:09 to go first quarter. The Zizzers trailing by 8. Garrison for Hartville will walk it up across the timeline. And it is stolen away by Josiah Long. He misses the layup. And Garrison with the rebound gets it up to Ward. Ward gives it back to Garrison up top. Now they'll give it to Cogdell. Ward with the basketball. Round the horn. And that would be Cogdell. And from the left wing, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartville, and Hartville is getting a lot of offensive rebounds here in this ball game. And Clayton Robbins had the ball taken away from him, and now he's got a foul on Hartville. That's going to go against Garrison, so that'll be his first. Second team foul on Hartville. Minute 20 to go first quarter. It's 10-2. Hartville with the lead. Zizzers with the basketball. Tuma walks it across the timeline. He's going to come to the right side, coming down the lane. Shot up, no good. And Hartville with the rebound. Garrison with the basketball. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Garrison across the timeline. Gives it up to Mason Cogdell. Now it's Ward with the basketball. Garrison once again. Up top, that would be Ward. Garrison with it. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. 10-2. Hartville with the lead. And up top once again to Ward. Ward kicks it out and gives it to O'Quinn into the ball game. O'Quinn. And now we've got a jump ball, and it's going to be Zizzer basketball as Ethan Tuma jumped in and tied it up. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Zizzer's trailing by 8. They have the basketball. Long will bring it up. Across the timeline. Long trying to get in the lane, and now we've got a foul on Hartville. I think that's going to be on Mason Cogdell. It is. That'll be his first. That's the third team foul on Hartville. Zizzers will inbound with 3.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. And it'll be long and shot no good. It's 10-2. Hartville with the lead over the West Plains Zizzers. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J.
Another slow shooting night, huh?
With the aggravation of being stranded on the road, call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Family Pharmacy Panther Classic in Mountain Grove. As we start the second quarter of play, Hartville leads the West Plains Zizzer Boys 10-2. Hartville with the basketball starts the second quarter. Garrison up top. And Zizzers are still in that 1-3-1 zone defense. Cogdell, and down on the baseline, and Peyton Cogdell that time gets the easy bucket inside. He's got 6 points for Hartville. Kraft is back in the ball game with those two fouls. Long with the basketball, gives it back to Kraft. Now Long on the left wing. Kraft with it. He'll bring it up top. Coming down the lane. It's no good. And the rebound to Peyton Cogdell, and here comes Hartville with the basketball. The Zizzers trailing by 10 here. We've played a minute here in the second quarter. And Ward with the basketball. They're going to go down to Cogdell once again. And now, jump ball as Clayton Robbins ties up Peyton Cogdell. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the change of possession. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Now Tuma with it up top. Robbins on the wing. Tuma, and they try to go inside to Judd. It is stolen. And that is going to be an offensive foul on Jackson Ward. That'll be his first. And that is the first team foul on Hartville here in the second quarter. Kraft will bring it up the floor, gets it to Tuma. Tuma to Judd, back to Kraft. They'll kick it out to Long, back to Kraft now on the right wing. Kraft goes to the baseline, and Tuma steps on the out-of-bounds line, and it'll be Hartville basketball, and the Zizzers not playing very good here. They didn't play a good ball game on Tuesday night, and they haven't started this one off too good. Garrison across the timeline for Hartville. Cogdell, they'll go back door, and it's blocked by Kraft. And here comes Kraft bringing the ball up the floor for the Zizzers. Judd with it now. Robbins. Long on the baseline. Pull-up jumper is no good. And Hartville with the rebound. Garrison bringing it up the floor. Zizzers still with 2 points in this ball game. And now we've got a foul on West Plains. And it's going to go on Tuma. That'll be Tuma's first team foul, second quarter on the Zizzers. Hartville will throw it in on the baseline. Garrison. And now we've got an offensive foul. And that's going to go against Peyton Cogdell, I do believe. And that should be his first foul. And that is the second team foul on Hartville. And timeout is called. 12-2, Hartville with the lead, 5:38 to go in the first half. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. 12-2. Hartville leads the West Plains Zizzers with 5:38 to go in the first half. And ever since the Zizzers took that beating from Springfield Parkview, they have not looked the same since then. They had won four in a row before that. Robbins on the wing, shot no good. Josiah Long inside, and he's going to get fouled. He's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that one is going to go against Ward. That will be the second on Ward, third team foul on Hartville. And Josiah Long hits the free throw. So Josiah Long with his first point of the ball game. Second free throw coming up. And he makes the second one. 12-4, Hartville with the lead, 5:20 to go here in the first half. Garrison with the basketball. And this is, and now there's a travel on Garrison. And the Zizzers will throw the ball in on the side. Tuma will set the offense up for the Zizzers up top of the key. Going to come to the right side now. Kraft with it. Robbins a long three. Top of the key is no good. And the rebound comes down to Hartville. Garrison with the basketball. Gets it over to Johns. Johns with it up top. Now they go inside to Cogdill. He'll bring it back out, and it's stolen by Josiah Long. Long with the basketball, gets it to Moore, back to Long, and they'll go back to Kraft up top. Long on the left wing, looking inside. Now it's Toome on the right wing, Moore up top. Robbins in the lane. He'll put the floater up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hartville. And the Zizzers just are not shooting the basketball at all. Pretty good. Garrison gives it up. Now they'll bring it around the horn. That's Cogdill out of bounds. And it will belong to Hartville, I do believe. O'Quinn's going to come in, and Garrison will have a seat for Hartville. So Hartville will inbound on the baseline. O'Quinn will do it. And it is Johns with the basketball up top. On the right side, O'Quinn back to Johns up top. Coming down the lane underneath. And Peyton Cogdill now with 8 points in the ball game. And it's back to a 10-point lead for Hartville with 3.5 to go first half. Toome over to Kraft. Kraft up top of the basketball. Toome up top. They'll go to Moore at the free throw line. Gives it to Kraft. He'll pull up on the jumper. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Sinning into the ball game. And here comes Johns up the floor. Kicks it out to O'Quinn. And O'Quinn hits the three-pointer. And it's 17-4. Hartville leading the West Plains Zizzer boys with 2:49 to go in the first half. Kraft gives it up to Toome. Toome over to Long. Kicks it back out to Moore now on the wing. Now the three-pointer is no good, but Jacob Moore with the rebound. Kicks it out to Kraft, who will put the shot up. It's good for two. Jared Kraft with his first points of the ball game. 17-6 is your score. Hartville with the lead, 2:15 to go in the first half. Johns with the basketball to O'Quinn. Cogdill with it. They'll go back door. And travel is the call on Mason Cogdill. And the Zizzers will get the basketball. Toome up across the timeline. Kicks it out to Long. Now Kraft with it. Long at the free throw line. Jumper is good for Josiah Long. He's got 4 in the ball game. And it's 17-8. Hartville with the lead. A minute 43 to go in the first half. O'Quinn to Cogdill. Cogdill's jumper is no good. Kraft with the rebound for the Zizzers. Here comes Robbins up the floor. Robbins on the left wing. Gives it up to Moore. Back to Robbins. Now they go inside to Long, who's going to get fouled. And I think that's going to be on Johns. If so, that'll be his second. And it is, so that's the second foul on Johns. And that's the fourth team foul on Hartville here in the second quarter. Zizzers will throw it in. Kraft with it. Toome down in the corner. Long up top. They'll go to Moore now. Moore at the free throw line. And Clayton Robbins was cutting to the basket. Moore thought he was going to stay where he was at. Moore throws it away. Minute 15 to go, first half. Hartville with the basketball and a 9-point lead. Garrison back in. Cogdill for three, and it's good. Peyton Cogdill now gives Hartville a 12-point lead here. Robbins with the basketball. Long. Back to Moore. Gives it to Kraft. And it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Garrison up the floor. And an easy basket for Mason Cogdell. And Hartville is up by 14, 26 seconds to go in the first half. Tuma with the basketball. Tuma up top. Trying to get inside. Moore with it. Down to 9 seconds now. Robbins turnaround is no good. Loose basketball, and Josiah Long puts it in for the Zizzers. At the half, it is Hartville 22 and the West Plains Zizzer boys 10. We'll take a break and we'll come back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, changed insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Did you get us switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy 2 adult buffets, get 1 free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic in Mountain Grove. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Equipment halftime show. And the Hartville Eagles lead the West Plains Zizzers 22-10 here at the half. For the Zizzers, they only scored 2 points in the first quarter. But they got 10 here at the half. They have had an absolutely horrid shooting first half here against Hartville. Josiah Long leading the Zizzers here with 6 points at the half. Ethan Tuma and Jerry Kraft both with 2 points apiece. And Kraft picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter for Hartville. Peyton Cogdell leading the way with 11 points here in the first half. 3 points for Garrison. Mason Cogdell with two. Ward has three, and O'Quinn with three. As Hartville led it 10-2 at the end of one, they lead it 22-10 here at the half. And the Zizzers have got to find their offense again. They didn't have a very good shooting night Tuesday night, but they got the win over Marshfield. But tonight, they are not shooting the ball good at all, and that is why Hartville leads the Zizzers 22-10 here at the half. I guess you could say the Zizzers are pretty lucky that they're only down 12 here at the half, by the way that they've been shooting the basketball here in the first half and turning the ball over. Hartville is the number six and ranked in the state of Missouri in Class 2. Norwood, of course, the number one team in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. And the Zizzers, like we told you before the ball game, the Zizzers beat the Hartville Eagles 56-49 at the Blue and Gold Tournament in Springfield, but the Zizzers just have not looked the same. Like we said, they'd won four in a row. Then they played the Parkview Vikings, and Parkview beat the Zizzer boys pretty good. And the Zizzer boys just have not looked the same since that big loss to Springfield Parkview. So hopefully the Zizzers can get things rolling here and get back on track in the second half. If the Zizzers win this ball game, they will play for first place Saturday at 7 o'clock against Norwood. If they lose this ball game, they'll play for third place at 5:30. And I believe they're going to be playing the Mountain Grove Panthers. So that's what's on the line here for the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic here at Mountain Grove. Once again, it's 22-10. Hartville leads the West Plains Zizzers. And we'll take another break. Listening to your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to the boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozark's
medical
equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good, good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic at Mountain Grove, and hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. And it will be Hartville basketball. Start the third quarter with the Hartville Eagles leading the West Plains Zizzer Boys 22-10 here. So it'll be the same five starters for both squads that started the ball game. And Hartville will inbound the basketball. Garrison with it. And Garrison up top gives it up to Peyton Cogdell. Back over to Garrison. Now back to Peyton Cogdell. Now they'll go inside to Mason Cogdell. Kicks it back out. Garrison with it up top. And now Mason in the lane. And he fell down and out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover. Zizzers will get the basketball. All right, Ethan Tuma will bring it up the floor. Kraft with it up top. They'll go to Robbins down on the block. Moore with it. Back to Robbins. He'll pull up for the jumper, and he scores, and he's fouled. And the foul is going to go against Ward, and that'll be the third on Ward, and that is the first team foul. And actually, that's Clayton Robbins' first points of the ball game. And Robbins hits the free throw. And Mason Cogdell will have to come out of the ball game. And coming in will be Sinning for Hartville, and the Zizzers have cut the Hartville lead down to nine here. Garrison with the basketball up top. Peyton Cogdell with it now. On the left wing, driving, and the basket is good by Mason Cogdell. And it's an 11-point lead. Moore gets it to Robbins. Up to Kraft now. Kraft on the right side. Robbins with it. Back to Kraft up top. Tuma with it now up top. Robbins with it. And Moore inside. Turn around. And that's an air ball by Moore. And it'll be Hartville basketball. Garrison will walk it up the floor. Gives it up to Johns. Now it's going to be Mason Cogdell up top. He'll drive down the lane. Shot up, no good. And rebound comes down to Jared Kraft. Kraft up to Long on the left wing. Moore with it. Back to Long inside. And Josiah Long missed the shot, but he got fouled. And the foul, I believe, Johns picks up his third foul. That's the second team foul on Hartville. And Josiah Long will shoot two for the Zizzer boys. Makes the first one. So Long now with 7 points in the ball game. Johns comes out of the ball game. O'Quinn comes back in. And Josiah Long hits the second free throw. He's got 8 points to lead the Zizzers here. It's a 10-point Hartville lead with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Garrison up top. Now Garrison gives it up and got the ball right back from Mason Cogdell. And now Mason kicks it out. Garrison's going to shoot the three-pointer. It's good. Garrison now with 6 points in the ball game. It's a 12-point lead by Hartville. Jacob Moore gives it up to Clayton Robbins, who will fire a jumper. It's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. And Clayton Robbins with only 3 points in the ball game tonight. He is having a terrible shooting night. And it will be Ethan Tuma to throw it in to Jared Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Tuma with it now. On the wing, he'll fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Sarah three-pointer. And it's 27-18. Hartville with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. Hartville with the basketball. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. And Hartville leads it 27-18. And it'll be Mason Cogdell with the basketball up top. Garrison back to Mason Cogdell. Now Peyton Cogdell going to drive, and we've got a foul on the Zizzers on the drive. And that one's going to go against Jacob Moore. That's his second foul, first team foul here in the third quarter on the Zizzers. Garrison with it into the corner, and the three-pointer is good by Gus Sinning. And now it's a 12-point lead once again for Hartville. Kraft gets it to Long down the corner. Up top to Moore now. Tuma with it. Tuma trying to drive. Gets it back, and Kraft saves it to Garrison. And it's going to be a foul on Josiah Long. That'll be Long's first foul, and that is the second team foul on the Zizzers here in the third quarter. And Peyton Cogdell going to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and he missed the first one. 4:06 to go, third quarter. And missed the second one. And now we've got a foul on Hartville. And that's going to be on Mason Cogdell. That's his second, third team foul. As Mason Cogdell knocked at Jared Kraft out of the way, going after the basketball. Zizzers with it. Kraft kicks it out to Tuma, who's driving the baseline. Long with it now, back to Tuma. Tuma up top to Kraft. Tuma with it. kicks it out. Long will fire from the corner. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Mason Cogdell. And he'll get it. Well, actually, he throws it away. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. 3.5 to go third quarter. Zizzer's trailing by 12. Kraft will bring it up. Now gives it to Long. Up top, that'll be your Robbins with it. They'll go to Tuma. Jacob Moore inside. Tuma down on the block. Gets it back to Robbins. Robbins with the basketball. Jacob Moore. Moore spins in the lane. Shot up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sinning, and here comes Hartville with the basketball. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzer's trailing by 12. Mason Cogdell with the basketball. Garrison. O'Quinn on the right wing. O'Quinn up top. Now they go around the horn. Garrison on the left wing. Up top to Mason Cogdell. Peyton Cogdell, and there's a foul on Clayton Robbins. And that'll be Robbins' first foul of the ball game. Third team foul in the third quarter on the Zizzers. Moore comes out. Aiden Judd will come into the ball game. And it will be Sinning to throw it in. Sinning on the right wing. Gives it back to Mason Cogdell. Up top, he's coming down the lane. And here's a foul on West Plains. And Tuma picks up the foul. That's his second. And that's now the fourth team foul on the Zizzers in this quarter. And it'll be Mason Cogdell to the free throw line to shoot two. He misses the first one. Tuma comes out. Landon Montgomery will come in for the Zizzers. 2.5 to go third quarter. And it's still a 12-point lead for Hartville. It's 13 as Mason Cogdell hits the second free throw. Kraft will bring it up the floor now. Gives it to Robbins. A long three from Clayton Robbins, and it's good. Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. That's the lead back down to 10. Hartville with the basketball. O'Quinn up top. O'Quinn to Garrison now up top. Peyton Cogdell. O'Quinn on the right wing up top. Mason Cogdell. They'll go to Peyton Cogdell. And it's Garrison up top. Mason on the right wing up top. O'Quinn. Garrison on the left wing. O'Quinn now on the right side. And they'll give it up to Peyton Cogdell. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. And a foul going to be called on Josiah Long. That's his second, and that is the 15th foul on the Zizzers. And Hartville gets to shoot free throws. Mason Cogdell going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one's no good. Ethan Tuma comes in. Josiah Long will get a breather for the Zizzers. Mason Cogdell's second free throw is coming up. And it's good. So Mason Cogdell now with 6 points in the ball game. Tuma on the right wing, up top to Robbins. Robbins is going to fire another three. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Hartville. Garrison with the basketball. Coming up on 1 minute to go third quarter. And the Zizzers trailing by 11. Garrison with it. Now he'll kick it back. Peyton Cogdell gives it back to Garrison up top. Peyton Cogdell over to Mason. Mason down the lane, and he's going to score. It's been the Mason Cogdill show here in the third quarter for Hartville. 30 seconds to go. Tuma pulls up for the jumper. It's no good. Landon Montgomery gets the rebound. Tuma will fire again, and it's no good. Gets his own rebound. And it'll be Zisser basketball on the baseline with 18 seconds to go here in third quarter. Tuma will throw it in. They'll get it to Kraft, who missed the jumper. And wait a minute. And Clayton Robin just got called for the foul. That's going to be the second on Clayton Robin. And Peyton Cogdill will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And he makes the first one. Robbins is going to come out. Jacob Moore comes in. And the second one is good. Hartville's opened up a 15-point lead. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Tuma, and should have been a foul there, but they didn't call it. Tuma with the basketball. Goes underneath Moore. Shot up, no good. At the end of three, it's 36-21. It's Hartville with the lead. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Visitor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV
Outdoor & Marine has
what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers,
well, this is like the second Baird straight night, or, well, I guess not night consecutively, but second straight game.
RV Outdoor & Marine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Oh no, it's a real low scoring game.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high quality orthopedic care while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Groves. We start the fourth quarter of play. It's 36-21. Hartville with the lead over the Scissors. Scissors with the basketball. Start the fourth quarter. Kraft to Long. Long up top to Judd now. Kraft. Now it's Tuma on the right side. Kraft up top. Moore from left side. They'll go to Long. Back to Kraft. Back to Long now on the left side. They'll try to go inside now to Judd. Judd up. He scores and he's fouled. So Aiden Judd gets fouled. And that one's going to go on Mason Cogdill. That's his third. And that's first team foul. Aiden Judd with his first points of the ball game. And he makes the free throw. 13-point lead for Hartville. 7.5 to go in the ball game. And now we've got a foul on Aiden Judd. That's first foul on Judd. First team foul on the Scissors. Hartville will inbound on the side. And it will be Ward with the basketball. And Jacob Moore just got called for a foul. That'll be Jacob's third, second team foul on the Zizzers. Now Garrison with the basketball for Hartville. Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Garrison gives it up to Ward. And Ward gets it to Garrison. Garrison up top. Peyton Cogdell gives it to Mason Cogdell. Now it's Ward. And ball on the floor, picked up by Kraft. Here come the Zizzers, trailing by 12. They'll give it to Long. Moore. Now it's Kraft with the basketball, back to Tuma. Tuma on the left side, up top to Kraft. Hartville playing a man-to-man defense, Long with the basketball. Moore up top. Moore thought about a shot. Now Long will shoot it. Missed the shot. And the rebound comes down to Peyton Cogdell. Garrison with the basketball. And the Hartville breaks the full court Zizzer pressure easy. Now they'll go inside. And loose basketball. Going to be a jump ball, I do believe. And it's going to be Hartville basketball. Clayton Robbins is going to check back in for the Zizzers. Jacob Moore will have a seat. Hartville will inbound it on the baseline. 5:49 to go in the ball game. Zizzers trailing by 12. With the basketball is Mason Cogdell up top. Mason Cogdell, and it's stolen away by Aiden Judd. Long up the floor, gets it to Tuma, back to Kraft now. Right side is Judd. Judd looking, and it's going to be timeout. Hartville as they stole the basketball. We'll take a break, and we're coming back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for power and performance? Head to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get the rugged Mahindra Roxer utility vehicle with incredible financing. 0% APR for 48 months or take a $3,000.
Who are we playing, Mountain Grove?
Split those winter logs with ease. Grab an Oregon 30-ton log splitter for just $14.99. Limited time offers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove and Hartville with the basketball. 5:15 to go in the ball game. Hartville leads it 36-24 over the West Plains Zizzers. Underneath, and it's Peyton Cockle. And he scores again. He's got 15 in the ball game. Long with the basketball. Aiden Judd on the inside. Judd with the easy basket. He's got 5 in the ball game. It's still a 12-point lead with 4:46 to go in the ball game. And Garrison to Peyton Cogdell. And Tuma stole the basketball, but they're going to call a foul on Ethan Tuma. That'll be his third team foul on the Zizzers. So Hartville will inbound on the side. And Kraft knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Hartville basketball. I got to be honest with you folks. Hartville is the number 6 team in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. That's the latest ranking, and I'm just not seeing it. Class 2 must be very, very, very weak because Hartville is not that good. Garrison scores on the layup down the left side. It's a 14-point lead. Kraft up top for the Zizzers. Long. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And Zizzers turn it over again. Garrison gets it up to Mason Cogdell. Here comes Peyton Cogdell underneath. Missed the shot, but the foul is going to be called on Aiden Judd. That's the second foul on Judd, 14th foul on the Zizzers. And Peyton Cogdell hits the first free throw. He's got 16 in the ball game. And he missed the second one. And Hartville with the rebound. Garrison with it inside. And it's tipped back in by Peyton Cogdell. And right now, Hartville, anything. Robbins, a long three is good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. He's got 9 points in the game. Timeout, 3.5 to go. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 1.9 The Train.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. 3:20 to go in the ball game. And Hartville leads it 43-29 over the Zizzer boys. And it's Peyton Cogdell with the basketball. Up top to Johns. Over to Ward. And a foul finally on the Zizzers. That's going to be on Long. That's his third. And that's the 15th foul. So Hartville will get to shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. And Ward hits the first one. And he hits the second one. And now it is a 16-point game, 3 minutes to go. Tuma gives it to Kraft, who will fire from the wing. It's no good. Gets the rebound, puts it in on the layup. And timeout is called back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. It's 45-31. Hartville leads the West Plains Scissor Boys with 2:53 to go in the ball game. Hartville with the basketball. And a foul by Clayton Robbins. That'll be his third. That's the sixth team foul here in the fourth quarter on the Zizzers. And I guess the strategy now is hoping that Hartville will miss their free throws, but Ward just hit another one. He's made three free throws in a row. Second one is up, and it's good. Robbins will bring it up the floor. He's going to fire another three. It's no good. And Tuma with the rebound gets it to Kraft. Robbins will fire another three. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Garrison. And it's out of bounds. It'll be Hartville basketball on the side. 2:27 to go here. And Hartville leads it by 16. And once again, Ward with the basketball. And he lost it off his foot. Aiden Judd's going to get fouled by Peyton Cogdell. That's his second foul. That's only the second team foul here in the fourth quarter on Hartville. So the Zizzers will inbound. Tuma gives it to Kraft on the right side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Looks like the Zizzers are going to end up playing at 5:30 on Saturday for third place, and probably will be playing Mountain Grove. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. 2 minutes to go in a ball game. Tuma throws it in. It's stolen away by Peyton Cogdell. And Clayton Robbins just committed his fourth foul of the ball game. Zizzers have been called for right now 13 fouls in the second half to 5 for Hartville. And Peyton Cogdell hits the free throw. He's got 19 in the ball game. Second free throw. He missed that one. Clayton Robbins gets it to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Robbins with it. And finally, foul is called on Peyton Cogdell. That'll be his third. Third team foul on Hartville, and Hartville just stole the inbound pass. And that's going to be an offensive foul. Johns just plowed right over Ethan Tuma, and that'll be Johns' fourth foul. So Robbins with the basketball. And Ethan Tuma just picked up his fourth foul. So Garrison with the basketball. Gives it up to Mason Cogdell. Minute and a half to go. 17-point lead for Hartville. And another foul on West Plains. Aiden Judd picks up the foul, his third. And to the free throw line is Ward. And Ward is 5 for 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Make it 6 for 6. 19-point lead right now. And Jared Kraft watching the ball roll. Finally picks it up. Coming right down the lane. And missed the layup. And it'll be Hartville with the basketball. 1 minute to go. And Judd blocks it from behind. Robbins will fire the three. It's no good. Montgomery has his pass stolen and going the other way. And it's good. Mason Cogdell, he's got 10 points in the ball game. And Kraft, and now we've got offensive foul. And Clayton Robbins just fouled out of the ball game. So Clayton Robbins fouls out of the ball game with 9 points. 43 seconds to go. 21-point lead by Hartville. And Hartville with the basketball. And they're not trying to score right now, folks. They're just throwing the basketball away. They are playing with the zizzers right now. And now a foul is called. I believe that's going to go on Moore. Jacob Moore picks up the foul. That'll be his fourth. And the free throw is good by Sinning. And he makes the second one. 13 seconds. Coming up, we've got your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show, and that's it. Hartville wins it 54-31 over the West Plains Zizzer Boys. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Sounds good.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Family Farms Japan, the classic at Mountain Grove. Hartville wins it 54-31 over the West Plains Zizzer Boys here. And for the Zizzer Boys, nobody scored in double figures tonight. 9 points for Clayton Robbins, 8 for Josiah Long, 5 for Tuma. Kraft had 4, 5 points for Aiden Judd. For Hartville, 19 for Peyton Cogdell, 8 points for Garrison. Mason Cogdell had 10, 9 points for Award, 3 for O'Quinn, and Sinning had 5. The Zizzers never were in this ball game tonight, folks. They trailed 10-2 at the end of one. They trailed 22-10 at the half, and they trailed 36-21 at the end of three, and they lose at 54-31. And the Zizzers were called for 17 fouls in the second half, and the Hartville was called for 7. But anyway, this one got out of hand in a hurry, especially in the fourth quarter. And so Zizzers go, they fall now to 9-9 on the season. And Hartville goes to 15-5. Hartville will play Norwood at 7 o'clock Saturday for the tournament championship. And the Zizzers, we believe, will play at 5:30 for third place against Mountain Grove. We'll have to wait and see how that unfolds, so be listening to the radio, we'll let you know. Your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Player of the Game, I'll be honest, there's not a Player of the Game, folks. The Zizzers, they were off big time. And like I said, since that big loss to Parkview, they have been out of sorts. Yes, they won last Tuesday night against Marshfield, but it was not a pretty ball game at all. So my Zizzer boys are going to have to go back to the drawing board and get out of this funk that they're in right now so they can finish out the season strong. But right now the Zizzer boys are out of sync, and it is showing on the basketball court. All right, we'll have the game on Saturday. And like we said, we think it'll be about 5:30. They'll play for third place, we think, against Mountain Grove. But don't hold me to that, okay? All right. Hey, we hope you enjoyed Zizzer Boys basketball this evening on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains.
Well, Twin Lakes, let's hope Saturday's better.
West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubosch,
losing of West Plains, to class 2 team by 23, not very good.
Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you Saturday.
Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Here's the latest news from around the world with ABC News on the Train.
This is a special report from ABC